Thank you for joining me today. My name is Reverend Barry King, and the message I've chosen to share with you today is called A Gift for My Family. Life is a very busy place. It's hard sometimes to find time to do all the things that we want to do. It's hard to find the time to be joyful. It's hard to find time to do things that we find fulfilling and relaxing. It's hard to find sometimes the time to share with the people that we love and to be uplifted in the sharing. I wanted to share this message with you because it's important that we understand that every day is a gift, that each day, each minute that we spend, we actually spend. And in time, we will have spent a lifetime. It's important for us to know that as we spend that time, that we're spending it in a purposeful and meaningful way. This message, A Gift for My Family, was written by a dear friend of mine called Nancy Lee. She lived in Charlottetown, and she wrote this for her family after her diagnosis of terminal cancer in 2001. She's allowed us and asked us to share it with people in the hopes that it will help you celebrate your gifts. Before I read the letter, I'm going to thank Nancy for her love and her courage as she faced her challenge. And here's the letter. In March of this year, I received a diagnosis of terminal cancer. Although this fate is not one anyone would wish for, it has given me a great gift. For years, I had heard about how you should live in the moment, or live for today, but I could never quite get the feeling. I would always get stuck in fears or worries about tomorrow, and even worse, sometimes, I would worry and act upon things that might happen 20 years in the future. After about 45 seconds of panic, when I was told that I had cancer, I began to enjoy life in a way that I had never done before. It seems a shame that it took this diagnosis to receive this gift, so I wanted to share it with people in hopes that they could have this wonderful present now. My two greatest weaknesses in life were feeling responsible for the whole world and thinking I had to be completely self-sufficient. I'm also a terrible money manager, and that didn't help either. About the same time as my diagnosis, the motor seized on my car, so I had no transportation. I started out by taking every gift that was offered, like, "Do you want to drive to the beach? How about going out for dinner?" As this evolved, I became clearer on what I wanted and learned to say yes to some things and no to others. Eventually, this meant that every day I was doing exactly what I wanted to do. Although this might sound selfish, I don't believe it was, because I wanted to give a lot of time to the people that I love too. The difference was that my giving was always unconditional and usually didn't cost money. I listened more carefully to others and received great joy in being accurately empathetic. As I listened to people, I got to know them well and found when you know a person well, you always like them. Now I had all these lovely people around me all the time. I soon found my condition deteriorated less when I had some sort of project on the go, so any time I started feeling sick, I devised a new project. I decided to write a book, made sure I had a ride on a water slide, went on a roller coaster, saw the eagles, fed the squirrels with my little nephews, and countless other fun things that seemed less significant before. I reviewed my life to make sure there were no amends I felt important to make. I reviewed my mistakes and learning experiences in terms of intent rather than results. I came out okay, and that helped a lot. Today, I have a little less breath than I did yesterday, but I'm truly a happy person. I want you to have this gift without the illness. Try it. It's lots of fun. Love, Nancy. I thank you for allowing me to share this letter with you. Just as Nancy hoped, I hope that my sharing this letter, which was a gift to her family, it'll also be a gift to you. So you can celebrate each day, each moment, and live life to its fullest in joy and happiness, unencumbered by fear. I wish you much joy and many bright blessings. Thank you.